You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Respect the past and represent the future with new gear from the Cleveland Browns Pro Shop. Shop the largest selection of all new jerseys, t-shirts, hats, and more. Stop by the Pro Shop at First Energy Stadium, open 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. 7 days a week, or shop now on shop.clevelandbrowns.com. Nathan Zgura, Matt Wilhelm here, wrapping it up here on this Thursday edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. 216-578-0850. We got Brendan in Cleveland. Brendan, welcome to the show.
All right, guys.
Good, man. How are you?
Pretty good. I'd just like to comment on the jerseys. I think they did a pretty good job this year. Definitely the orange on orange is pretty good. I like the white, the orange pants. I do like the Cleveland across the chest. Trying to make them for 2 years and stuff, I think they did a pretty good job with all the new additions. So I think they were good.
Good. Good. What's your favorite combination?
I'd probably have to say the orange on orange.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, that's a pretty hot one.
The Dante was wearing, yeah, that certainly did look good. Brendan, appreciate the call, and enjoy the rest of your day, brother. Let's go to Bob in South Euclid. Bob, welcome to the show.
How are you guys doing?
Good. How are you?
Well, I'm doing great. First, with the unis, I like the orange helmet, the white top, and the orange pants.
I do, too. Matt Wilhelm does not. Matt Wilhelm makes him think of Illinois.
Yes. And also, too, after spending time with Brian Hartline last night, I almost, because he wore that combination on stage, I just met the guy for the first time. Last thing I'm going to say is, hey, dude, you were wearing, like, the worst combination on stage, just so you know. So I didn't.
Okay, but as far as the draft, you give me that the best defensive tackle. If it's Sheldon, I want him. My second pick will be, if Beckham is there, I take the wide receiver. But in the second round, I'm coming with my offensive lineman because I've got to get somebody to back up Mac. I need, we need to learn that lesson about how important that center is, and we got to back him up at center. Now, my last thing, if you were selling Thaddeus Lewis, how would you sell him?
You mean to the fan base as a quarterback?
Yeah. To let's say I'm the Browns. You're going to sell me Thaddeus Lewis as probably a guy who could eventually start, maybe even win the contest coming out of camp. How would you sell him to me? What are his strengths?
What are his strengths? He's last played his college football for the Duke Blue Devils. He took care of the football pretty well there. 67 touchdowns, 40 interceptions. In the NFL, completed 61% of his passes so far, 5 touchdowns, 4 interceptions. Got a little bit of mobility. He's rushed for 55 yards in 7 games. I would say that this is a guy who he's been able to stay around in the NFL since 2010. He's been with the Rams, the Browns, the Lions, the Bills, the Texans, and back with the Browns again. Am I going to sell you on him as a big-time quarterback? No, he's got a quarterback rating of 82.2 in his short NFL career. But this is not – I'm not selling Thad Lewis on being a star. I think he's a guy who could be competent. He could come in. He could start a game or two for you here and fill in nicely. But that's what you're looking at with Thad Lewis. I don't think he has the size. I don't think he has the arm. I don't think he has any of those kind of elite skill sets. But he's a guy that can come in and contribute to your team in a short and brief stint. I'm not trying to sell him as a full-time starter.
I don't even want to try and sell him.
I'm not doing it.
Not
I
to you.
I tried, and I don't know how
not
well.
Because Wilhelm's angry base. Right now.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, you are.
I just know the guy's bounced around the league, and he's been in the NFL for how many seasons? 6 teams in 4 years, 3 years, whatever it is?
Yeah.
That's not good. That's not good for anybody.
I would agree with that.
Not good for anybody. Let's go. 216-578-0850. We'll go back to the phone lines. We've got our guy Ron in New Mexico. What's up, Ron?
Good afternoon, guys.
Good afternoon.
Thinking about this draft, the Browns have a bit of a quandary here. Been a lot of talk about them looking at Cameron Irving as a potential replacement for Alex Mack.
They could start at guard for you, yep, and then move over.
But here, is it possible that the Browns could call Alex's agent and say, hey, come in here and sit down. We need you for another year so we can draft the people that we need to improve this team this year. How about if we give you $1 million or an extra $2 million and you move that opt-out 1 year out. What do you think about that?
I certainly think they could do that. I think Alex Mack, though, understanding the market for himself as arguably the best center in the NFL, wants to be a free agent and see what his fair market value is. I think that's what it's all about for him. So I don't think that's going to happen. What they have the opportunity to do is sit down with him and sign him to a long-term deal.
Yes.
To
pay him
contract.
His diligence. Yeah.
So I think that could happen. Remember with Cam Irving, you can still draft him and he can play guard for you. He's a guy who can play. He can be a left tackle. He can play a guard. He can be a center. So he has an opportunity to do a lot of things. He's a better prospect inside at center and guard. So even if you took him in, he could come in and play some guard for you, and then he could go on. And don't forget, he was a left tackle for most of his career at Florida State. He was an All-American left tackle, but he likes to be inside, and that's why he has flexibility and certainly can help you in a lot of places.
Nathan, is there any chance Cam Irving makes it out of the first round?
I don't think so.
Okay. I'm just saying if he's a guy, and we go defense, and don't go or go defense wide receiver, and he's a guy that we're in love with, but he wasn't the top player on our board at 12 or 19, and we addressed those two other spots. Is he a guy that we could, you know, package something and move from 43 to 34?
You could,
or 35,
but I don't think he's there.
Okay,
I think
he goes
just asking. In the 20s.
I'm asking. Okay,
I think he goes in the 20s because teams like him and they like his versatility so much. Mike and Zania, welcome to the show.
Matt, how are you doing today?
Good, man. How are you?
Not too bad. I love the new unis. I think they look really good. And you know what they say, you look good, you play good.
That's right.
That's right.
That is the truth.
All right.
Thank you, Mike. Appreciate the call.
I think you wanted to talk Devin Smith.
He didn't.
What happened, Gibbs?
Took too long to make a point.
So you got rid of him?
Yep.
Gibbs!
You pulled a gold hammer.
The guy called all the way from Zania.
Hey, man. I like Mike.
Is that
Mike's
a different
a
planet?
Caller. No, know what you're talking about. Get to your point.
Gibbs, bah humbug.
No, we got 4 minutes left in the show, man.
My word.
We got people that are waiting on hold. Have your take. Let's go.
My goodness. All right. One of those people on hold, Dave in Brunswick. Welcome to the show.
There we go.
Dave, you there?
Dave, how you doing?
Yeah, how you doing, guys?
Good. Gibbs, you just cost us 4 seconds. Anyway, hey, Dave, what's up?
Hey, I don't know. The uniforms, I like the matte helmets for sure. I don't know about the Cleveland. People like it. I don't know. I think it's too big. I think they should just went with what a lot of teams do with the Browns, you know, and a
it's
little
bold
right above the number. I know. I don't like it. But, hey, on the receivers, you might have to help me out. What's the kid, Pearman or?
Pearman.
Rashad
Pearman
from kid,
Central
I'm,
Florida.
I'm telling you. I don't know. Besides Amari Cooper, I know people talking Beckham, but Gordon Beckham, but I love this kid.
Charles.
I think he's going to be, besides Cooper, the best receiver.
Charles Davis.
When I see him, he just attacks that ball.
Quiet,
and
Dave.
I love that for a receiver, attacking the ball. You know
he does
saying?
Attack the ball. He dropped a lot of passes, though, 14%, highest drop rate of any of the players in this draft. But he's got great speed, great size, freakish athlete who could truly come in and be a number one wide receiver in the NFL.
Sorry, Gibbs, were you trying to say something?
No,
go ahead.
I was just trying to say Charles Davis in his latest mock has Perriman going to the Browns at number 12.
Huh?
How about them apples?
He has, and Kuiper had him going 7th as a big riser all the way to the Chicago
Scares
Bears.
Scares me, man. Just because you ran fast.
Yeah.
Yeah, it scares me
You're
a little bit.
You're the Darius Hayward Bay.
Troy Williamson.
Yeah.
Remember him from
yeah.
back in the day with the Minnesota Vikings?
Mike Yikes. Mamula.
Eric Kapp tweets us, I think the coolest part of the uni is the Browns down the leg. Brown on brown is sweet because it makes the team look hard and mean.
That's right. Bold.
Let's see. We got a bunch
Bold
of tweets.
And tough.
Go ahead, Gibbs.
Stacy Kuhn, Stan Patton, draft two difference makers.
I said that one last segment, Cotton.
Really? See, that's when you're throwing things at me,
Miss
man.
Miss Tom says the best new uni combo, white with orange. Matt Wilhelm has no taste.
What? I love the orange with white.
But you don't like the white with orange.
I don't.
How about Ryan Lynch tweets at us, trade for Phillip Rivers. I like that.
Do you like that?
I do.
You do?
For what it would take to get him? 12 and 19 would not be enough.
I think it would.
I think it would.
No way.
Yes
at
way.
He's nearing the end of his career.
Come on.
If he came back here, would you hang out with him all
you
the time?
You can raise your 20
like boys. That would be boys, but not like all the time.
Dude can raise his 20
kids here. I
can
see myself hanging
here.
With Brian Hartline a lot more than I would Phillip Rivers.
Really?
Yeah.
You guys are like, did you guys like have a bromance?
Oh, it was good. He's a Buckeye.
Hold on, let's get to the bottom of this. Right, have you guys texted today?
No.
Did you text last night after the game?
Yes.
Okay. All
right. Free Willy loves himself some QBs,
is
man.
Happening. I see it.
Free Willy.
Are you tempted to text someone right now?
No.
Will we get off the air?
No.
Just be like, yo, what's up, bro?
He's a golfer.
Is the picture of you and Aaron Rodgers together on the bus after the Super
it's
Bowl?
It's blown up
and
on the wall right now. It's right next to Oprah.
He's a golfer. Do you guys? So we're gonna golf? Is that what
yes.
you're saying?
Yes. Yeah. He lives down in Powell. I think he belongs to Muirfield.
Oh my.
Oh my. Right. Uh-huh. A little exciting, isn't it?
It is. Yeah. That's bro. That's bromantic.
Isn't it?
That's bro.
Gross.
Loves Vegas. Likes to golf.
I mean, tell me more. I'm intrigued.
Yeah. Now you want a bromance?
I'm intrigued.
He wants a free Willy.
Hey. I'm going to get his number, man.
Yeah, I'll share his contact right away.
Cool, man. Do you have a picture in his contact already?
No, I don't.
Is it a picture like the two of you?
No, not yet.
No, that'd be pretty sweet.
Or,
all right, bro. Good. All right, brother. All right, ladies and gentlemen, stay tuned for the Golden Boys here on ESPN 850 WKNR. Nathan Zagura, Matt Wilhelm. Tuning in to Cleveland Browns Daily. And, of course, Jason Gibbs.
Tom Withers.
Paul Lucas. Cleveland Browns Daily.
Driven by Liberty Ford.
See ya.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.